And we're going to go to our final guest. I know he's in the queue here. And I've got on the line now my oldest son, Tom Keogh. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Dad. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm great. Yeah, I just heard you on the phone there with Senator Flanagan, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, sir. Why don't you, before you get into talking about veterans, and Tom, I can say this because I'm his father, he did two tours in Iraq, 11 years in the Army, captain, has done, top amateur fighter, and travels around Europe fighting for NYPD as Captain America. It's kind of interesting to hear him introduced that way, but tell me about Pete King stepping down from Congress. I know you're very close. What does that mean?
I think Senator Flanagan touched upon it. You know, it's certainly a huge changing of the guard, not just locally here on Long Island and within the state of New York, but I think nationally. You know, Congressman King has been a voice for many people. He's been a stalwart and a steady rock. I think, as a member of the House, irrespective of parties, he has long been someone who could cross party lines, as you know, and get things done. And, ironically, today that seems to be a bit of a sticking point for both parties. I would note that it's certainly worth noting today, particularly on November 11th, as we observe Veterans Day, Congressman King served. And I think, again, I was on the phone with Kevin Gunderson, who had the long and distinguished privilege of working for Pete for many years. And, I think I don't want to speak for all of Pete's staff and people who had the privilege of working with him like I did, or for him, should I say. But it's a sad day because Congressman King has been the benchmark for what it means to really serve in the House, I think, irrespective of parties. And it's certainly a great day, obviously, Veterans Day, and it's a great day as we, celebrate his career. But his shoes will be hard to fill,
Absolutely. Well, thank you for saying that. We're on wrapping up the show here. I was just commenting to Mike Casale, the head of production here, that I can't believe it. I'm almost done with the 3 hours here. It has flown by. I saved the best for last. You, why don't you tell us a little bit about some of the other veterans groups that the older folks like me don't know much about? All I know about is VFW and the American Legion, but I know you're on the board or involved with a couple of these other groups that I don't think we know about.
Yeah, I think that's a great question, and I get asked that a lot. I think a lot of veterans who are involved in the charitable, philanthropic, and nonprofit space do get asked that a lot. I think it's fair to say, post-World War II, the two primary or largest and most recognized veteran nonprofits were the VFW, the Veterans of Foreign War, and the American Legion, which is, should I say, both continue to do great work. I'm a member of the one of the local posts of the American Legion here in New York, and I'm proud to be a member. However, certainly, there's been an evolution post 9/11, particularly, and the growth and emergence of a lot of great nonprofits headed up by both, veterans and civilians alike, family members, private citizens, so on and so forth, that really do a lot of great work, whether it's providing, scholarships for family members, particularly the children of the fallen. There are a number of charities and nonprofits that do that. I participated and volunteered with a great organization founded by a gentleman, a West Point grad veteran by the name of Mike Irwin. It's a prominent veteran nonprofit by the name of Team Red, White, and Blue. Team Red, White, and Blue's focus is on community. It regularly hosts get-togethers focused on exercise and community and fellowship, and that has really emerged as a great one. I would encourage people to check that one out. I currently serve on the advisory board for the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans Association of America, which was founded by Paul Rykoff not long after he got out of active duty in the early 2000s. Paul recently stepped down, and there's a new gentleman running the show there, and that is a really great charity nonprofit. Their focus, unlike Team Red, White, and Blue, is on veteran-related advocacy, particularly down on the Hill, speaking of Congressman King. So you may see articles and a lot written about IAVA, as it's known, the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. They are focused on making sure that both past, present, and future legislation on behalf of veterans is fair, equitable, and doing its part to certainly protect the men and women who serve. And, you know, it's interesting, you know, as obviously, you know, we're not as involved, particularly in terms of troop strength in Afghanistan and Iraq as we once were. It's worth noting, you know, as we celebrate Veterans Day, you know, all around the world today, north of 200,000 men and women in, you know, the United States military continue to serve, many of whom are serving in hostile areas, you know, all of whom are putting their lives on the line for our way of life here. And so, you know, you often hear, you know, thanks for your service when you're a veteran. And, you know, I think it's worth saying, I actually read a Newsweek article this morning, you know, some people, many veterans kind of feel somewhat uncomfortable when they're told, you know, or someone says to them, thanks for your service. You know, I never found it particularly a source of discomfort. But, you know, again, I think another way we can honor those men and women who currently serve and who have served is to just take a look at those veterans, as you pointed out. I'm sorry, those veteran nonprofits and charities, as you pointed out, Dad, because there are a great number of them that are doing really good work. And it's a great way to kind of give back.
So, Tom, how do people that don't know of them, and I only know of them because you're my son, but I mean, I don't read about them. How do people find out about them? Why don't you give us a list of name off two or three of them that people could look up on the internet, you know, and donate to them or get involved with them? Give us the names of a couple of them again.
Yeah, again, you know, I would stop short of encouraging, you know, the donation to one specific one. I don't want to show any bias.
No, I understand that, and I'm not asking you to.
I understand. I'm happy to name a few again. Team Red, White, and Blue is a great one.
Team Red, White, and Blue. Okay.
Yep. IAVA is another one.
Which stands for?
Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans Association.
Okay.
Yep. The Fisher House Foundation is another one. They do great work building homes and helping out veterans who are in need, and particularly families in need. Operation Homefront. Homes for our troops. There are just so many of them. Dad, Team Rubicon is another one. You know, as you know, Dad, I served in the Army. I want to make sure I'm perfectly clear about that. The men, particularly men who serve in the Navy SEAL organization, are kind of the tip of the spear, along with the Army's Delta Force and, you know, the Marines MARSOC and some of these elite special operations groups. But the Navy SEAL Foundation is another one that's really worth noting. They do a great job taking care of the men and women and the families. And again, it's often the families who bear, you know, the cost and the challenges and the adversity that come along with serving. So, you know, the Navy SEALs, no one's deployed more than our special operations men and women in all branches. You know, the Air Force, Army, Navy, Coast Guard, and Marine Corps. So, you know, the Navy SEAL Foundation, I would encourage people to check out. Coast Guard Foundation, there are so many of them. What I would encourage people to do in the last few seconds here, I know you got to get going, Dad, is when you do go online, just exercise some due diligence. There are countless groups out there endeavoring to do good work, and whereas you know, they're endeavoring to do good work, certainly some of them behave better than others, you know, volunteer work and raising money and charitable efforts, just like anything else, they take a lot of focus. And you can certainly gauge the past performance and the current performance of any charity that you're giving to, whether it's a veteran charity or not. So if you're going to give your time and your money to a veteran nonprofit, make sure it's one that you're comfortable with. Make sure it's one that you know, that they have a mission that, you know, you feel passionate about. Because, again, you know, whether it's the children of fallen service members or, congressional legislative advocacy, as I mentioned with IAVA, you know, there's a broad breadth of effort and focus that these veteran nonprofits have.
About 8 to 10 years ago, I got involved with the local American Legion chapter in Northport, because that's where I was an elected official, and I won't mention the veterans group, but we had a veterans group raise a lot of money locally, and when the American Legion asked them, what are you doing with the money, they didn't want to tell us. They want to, you know, it was none of your business type of thing. So we did our due diligence, and it seemed that there was some obfuscation. You know, they were kind of hiding with some of the money where it was going. So we worked with Suffolk County legislatures. Then it was Stephen Stern, who's now one of our state assemblymen. He was the head of Veterans Affairs in the legislature, and with the Veterans Affairs office under the county executive. And we were able to get some of the laws changed, which now requires any group, if they come into Suffolk County and raise money for veterans, that they have to register with the Veterans Affairs office and the county executive, you know, to just say, hey, I'm red, white, and blue, or whatever it is. We're now registered here in Suffolk. And then that group has to file an annual statement with the Veterans Affairs office, Tom Ronayne's office, that's on file for anybody to look at, so you can see where the money is going that they're raising. So to tie into what you just say, people, if you're going to donate money, folks, you need to do your due diligence, and not just with veterans groups. So, Tom, it's some parting words on Veterans Day, and then I've got to go into my recap here. What anything you want to say to folks, to the listeners, just about Veterans Day?
Yeah, so, you know, what's the reach of this broadcast, by the way?
Most of Suffolk County.
Well, look, as you know, I grew up in Northport. I'm proud to say I grew up out on Long Island, and it's a great part of the country. I don't hesitate to tell anyone who asks me a question about why I serve. I remain steadfast in my belief that the United States of America remains the greatest country in the world. You know, it's November 11th, as you know, symbolically, was the Armistice Day following World War One. I would just encourage people to keep the men and women, both here domestically and around the world, who are wearing the uniform, who at the age of 17 with consent, but more commonly at the age of 18, raised their hand and swore to defend this country and its way of life, to keep those men and women in their prayers. It's a great day. In and around the country, there will be parades and flags. But, you know, when the sun sets today, you know, those men and women will still be out there. So just keep them in your prayers. They're doing good work, and they're fighting for a great way of life. And that's something certainly I'm proud to have done in my short period of time.
Well, and we're all very proud of you. And I you know, we're talking to, this is Tom Keogh filling in for Jay Oliver, and I'm talking to Tom Keogh, my son, my oldest son, who served in Iraq with distinction, captain in the Army. And we thank you, Tom, for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come on the show today on Veterans Day. And my regards to your wife and to the new baby. They just had a new baby in September. So a little Riley Catherine Kehoe. God bless you.
Thanks, Dad. God bless America.
Okay,
have a great
bye-bye.
Day.